From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Later this morning, the Labor Department releases its monthly report on job openings and labor turnover, known as JOLTS. It's expected to show a continuing increase in the number of job openings and a lack of workers to fill those jobs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
As unemployment falls, employers scramble to find qualified job applicants, willing to quit their current job for new opportunities and better pay. Back in the Great Recession, the rate of quitting fell. Workers who had jobs held on to them. Now that unemployment's down near 4%, more people are willing to take the risk and quit, but still not as many as during the early 2000s economic boom. Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says a lot of new jobs today
aren't of the kind of quality in terms of pay and duration to make a greater share of workers quit their jobs.
And, says Jason Roberts at job site operator Ronstadt Digital, younger workers are more willing to bounce around.
And you're seeing a lot more people compelled by this concept of working gigs, build capabilities over a period of time at a series of companies.
But the Labor Department's quits rate doesn't measure people jumping from one temporary gig, Lyft or TaskRabbit, to another. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.